Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot have a Friday in peace. not with this 49ers team and the way kind of things are going. So for those of you who don't know, bombshell just dropped. I only know this because my phone blew up while I was chilling with the wifey. Thankfully we had time. I was like, hey, can I jump on just for a little bit? So instead of answering 50 plus emails, DMs, and text messages, the phone is on silent. Turns out, compliments of The Athletic. This is Diane Russini. This is Michael Silver. There's a lot of people working on this. Apparently, the 49ers cut out all of the 2026 guarantees in Brandon Ayuk's contract. And so it seems like this relationship is finally severed. It also explains why he hasn't been activated, whether that was for, you know, how bad the injury was, whatever else. But it seems like Brandon Ayuk is doing every single thing that he possibly can to force himself off this 49ers team and to speed it up. So here's kind of where things started to go awry. And again, this is based off of The Athletic's article, which, I mean, they're the best, written by Diane Russini and Michael Silver. They dominate. So, quote, Ayuk, sources say, has failed to attend meetings, declined to participate in other team activities in recent months, and the 49ers have grown increasingly frustrated with the receiver's lack of communication, end quote. So let's deal with that. This is kind of who Ayuk turned out to be during that whole contract saga last year. Was very weird. You had the short stuff. You had refusing to practice. He was out, you know, just whatever, incognito out there. I was at that practice. It was weird. It was just so weird. It was so weird. And then even after he signed this mega deal, which I said this beforehand, I said it during, I said it after, worst contract in the NFL that's not a quarterback contract. It was terrible, terrible deal. But Shanahan ran upstairs, did whatever he had to do. So anyway, Ayuk, even after he got paid all that money and throwing fits and refusing to block downfield, dropping balls, whatever else, still not wanting to be a part. Then, next quote from the article in The Athletic, quote, the 49ers, sources say, responded by voiding the guaranteed money in Ayuk's contract for 2026, next season, asserting that the absences amounted to a failure to fulfill his contractual obligations, end quote. That's a quote, like, from the article. You know, now, the one thing I will say, there are no sources named here, but how do you get the contractual voiding out if somebody from the team isn't saying something? And so you've got every single week, new practice comes out. Are you going to activate Brandon Ayuk? Are you going to activate Brandon Ayuk? Are you going to activate Brandon Ayuk? And it's just like, no, 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 no. It starts to make more sense when the money gets involved. Like, and I think that that's kind of the key here. Now, here's the next thing. Quote, Ayuk, according to multiple league sources, told the NFL Players Association representatives he did not want to fight the move via an official grievance that would clear the way for his expected release at season's end, end quote. Probably the biggest, I don't want to use like scandal terminology or like whatever, but I think that this is the number one thing about this article, because Ayuk fought so damn hard to get every single penny to show that he was that guy, got it, and was still pissed off. To the point where now he told the NFL Players Association, which they're the ones that would go out and fight against this and say, no, 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 he didn't void out his contract. He met up to this. Let's go into arbitration. We can figure this out. But Ayuk said, nope, don't fight it. Get me the hell out of here. That's the big what the hell moment. Like, dude, you're pissing away money that you earned. You may never be the same again. What are you doing? Like, this is money on the table that you have earned and negotiated and fight. Just go to the damn team meetings. Wear the shorts, man. Like, come on. If it was this important to you to crap all over your team and then sign the deal and get up there and go, ha, 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 yeah, I made it harder than it had to be. Like, if it was that important to you, why is it not now? Like, you're willing to burn the bridges, and I think that's kind of what happened. The business side of this is all Chapman speculation. Throw this away. Garbage if you don't like it. That's cool. This is how I see it. They got so caught up in the negotiation and, you know, the measuring contest and, oh, I'm not going to back down, not going to back down, that they ruined the relationship during the negotiation period. And if you look at the 49ers from that point forward, what did they do? Look at what they did to Juwan Jennings. You ain't showing up, you ain't getting a deal. You look at Colton McKivitch. You showed up, you practiced, you got the deal. George Kittle showed up, got the deal. Fred Warner showed up, got the deal. Brock Purdy showed up, got the deal. Juwan Jennings, you're going from B.A. and Debo's playbook. Well, guess what? Debo's gone. Ayuk appears to be gone, and I'm telling you right now, I don't think Juwan Jennings coming back either. And so, like, the Niners, I think that they have finally realized, and I'm thankful for this. Dude, we reward players that show up and work. We'll extend players that show up and work. You do that, Brandon Ayuk, Debo, Juwan Jennings, B.S., that don't cut it. Now, you could throw Nick Bosa in there with the way that he did his deal, but there's a big difference between Nick Bosa, defensive player of the year, and kind of, you know, we're talking Juwan Jennings and, you know, some of that stuff. Ayuk, maybe a little closer to the, you know, Nick Bosa world as far as impact player at that 2023 season, but I think that this is just really where it's such a big deal. And I really, a lot of people's biggest criticism of Kyle Shanahan is that he's too stubborn and whatever else. And remember, he's the one that ran upstairs and he's the one that forced this deal to go through whenever they had trades. I wanted to take that damn trade so bad. You could have got, it was a second rounder. Some people say third rounder for Cleveland and Amari Cooper, or a second round pick from the Patriots straight up. Like, there were options on the table. Either one of those, when you could have had another Alfred Collins. I could have had another Drake Jackson, if we're going to be honest. Like, let's play both sides of that. But that's the thing. So if the 49ers, and again, that critique of Kyle Shanahan, he's so stubborn. He doesn't change his ways. I always say BS to that. Because if you look at the way the 49ers have drafted and how they've handled these contracts of free agents, you see a drastic change. Drastic. And I think that they did learn their lesson after Trey Lance. We're not going after inexperienced players anymore. I think they did learn after Javon Kinlaw. We're not going after injury-riddled players in college anymore. And I think that they learned after Debo and Brandon Ayuk. We're not doing this freaking Hollywood access, whatever, woe is me, fake videos of, you know, posting on Instagram and all that. We ain't doing that crap no more. And so the best thing that I could take away, and we'll get to the salary cap implications, we'll get to the draft implications, we'll get to the future wide receiver room implications. The number one thing I can take it, like I take away from this, is don't deal with these diva ass bitches no more. No offense. Like, this is not good for your team. It's not good for the camaraderie. It distracts from everything. It takes it all away. That's just my own personal take. I ain't dealing with this shit no more. That seems to be what the 49ers, and look, you want to do this? Cool. We're going after every damn penny. You didn't show up to meetings. You didn't show up to team activities. Don't care if you're injured. Like, dude, I was at training camp practices. I was at the game. I never see BA out there. I see Fred Warner more since he broke his leg in half than I've seen number 11 out there. Now, not to say that everybody needs to be held to Fred Warner's standard, because that is a very difficult standard to be held to. But, like, come on, man. Like, let's go. You want to be me and make fake videos and do all that stuff? Good. Get your shit and go. There are other places that would love that. Not here. And that injury sucked. I hated the injury, but that's just part of football. Who he was before the injury, that also sucked. And I was on here telling you every day, I don't know much, but I do know film. May not be a smart man, Jenny, but I know film. BA, not the same BA. Juwan Jennings, not the same Juwan Jennings. We're 11 weeks into the season. 15 still ain't 15. How many weeks in a row has he been the lowest blocking wide receiver on the 49ers? Really? Ricky Pearsall's out blocking you? Come on, man. Like, for real? And that's the thing. Debo, Ayuk, Jennings, same damn playbook. Same one. Same damn one. And so I think that matters. And shout out to Kamstad. Appreciate the super chat. This is great news prior to a playoff run. I think that it is. A lot of people are going to take this as a negative. Sorry, the coach slash fan in me says, hell yes. We're here with who got us here. 11 contributed nothing to where we are now. 2023, very thankful. One of the best 49er seasons for a wide receiver in the past decade. Debo's was better, but his was incredible. 1,300 yards, awesome. His skill set, great. Do I want bad things for Brandon Ayuk? I do not. I want him to go have another second-team All-Pro season somewhere else. The key factor, somewhere else. Not here. Not here. That fucks with the locker room, man. It really, really does. And the impact that that dude had on so many people. No, dude. Uh-uh. No. You were rewarded and probably shouldn't have. I think that this brings the room closer together. I really, really do. And you look at the wide receiver room, dude, they're not hurting. The future X is Jordan Watkins. Now, is he a second team All-Pro member or whatever else? Blah, 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 blah. He showed a lot of promise. He's got some snaps. I wish he would get some more snaps. But, like, that is the future X. Your Z, where Debo was the Z, Ricky Pearsall got that on lockdown. Like, not concerned about that. The slot wide receiver, shoot, DeMarcus Robinson could be that next season. Cool. Yeah, you do need to find an X, and you can get a way cheaper X than him. You draft an X. I don't like drafting more wide receivers. I don't want to draft more wide receivers even with what's going on. Like, don't want that. Yeah, but get a value play. Like, figure that out. I do not want to sign Juwan Jennings. I do not want to sign Juwan Jennings. I do not want to sign Juwan Jennings. I want a true X. Juwan Jennings has never been a true X. He played up. And last year was awesome, but no, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. Silent, appreciate the super chat. Hated that money tied to Ayuk. We good, homies. Yeah, that contract was terrible. So let's get to the contract talk. And I think that this part is important. This is back to the Athletic article. Michael Silver, Diane Rossini, quote, in voiding Ayuk's future guarantees, the 49ers can recover a significant portion of the contract. His 2026 option bonus would have paid him $24.9 million. He stood to earn $1.2 million base salary for the 2026 season, as well as a $100,000 workout bonus, roster bonus of $750,000 per game. That is the kicker. Now, I don't know how these guarantees, end quote, obviously. The I don't know, that's not part of their article. I don't know how this is going to pan out, how much they get back, how much they don't get back, all that stuff. And, you know, you look at SpoTrack, you look at Over the Cap, you look at all these different things. That per game roster bonus of $750,000. Ooh, huge, just huge. And if this dude just wants out so bad. So bad that he's willing to give up on all that money because he doesn't want to go to a team meeting? How are you fired on your day off? come on, man. Right here. Sons of John Neil Master. He says, in life, everyone is replaceable. FBA. FBA. I don't want to go that far, but maybe I do want to go that far. You reap what you sow. The way you treat people, organizations, this 49ers organization bent over backwards to help you out, and you treated them like garbage after they freaking rewarded you. Like, at any point, this could have changed. At any point. And, I tell people all the time, I'm going to talk about this. Going up on 20 years married. Ain't been easy. My wife is incredible. I have no clue how she puts up with me. But almost 20 years married. And whenever I talk to people, they're like, oh, man, that's so cool. It is awesome. I'm very, very proud of that achievement. And it ain't been easy. But I say this all the time. If people ever ask me, like, oh, what's the secret? Which if you're asking me, you're already like, whatever. But, dude, you got to have two people that want to be together. Everything else is details. Whenever you have two people that choose to be together today, then you're going to be together today. Whether it's money, job, religion, faith, friends, kids, name it. Don't care. Do you have two people that still want to be together today? Cool. We'll deal with tomorrow tomorrow. You do that enough times, the relationships work. When you don't have two people that want to be together, this is the crap that you get. BA don't want to be here. He don't want to be here. I mean, the team wanted him. Kyle Shanahan ran up the stairs and turned down a trade that would have been so badass. Ugh. Now, yeah, I'm not big on like, like sunk cost fallacy and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just like, hey, you get back any, because you look at BA's contract, like it is dog trash. It is the worst. Here, let me pull this up. I'm going to pull this screen up, and I know it's probably going to be, you know, relatively hard to read and whatever else. But, like, you look at this stupid contract. Here we go. There we go. It is just, it is the worst freaking contract in the world. Like, if this was the contract for Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson, you could deal with it. This dude ain't that. Never has been. But the contract structure is exactly like that. And if you look over here at the cap number, all right, his cap number this year, $9.9 million. Next year, $15.3 million. Doable. That's not a big deal. But then you look at 2027, $41 million cap hit. 2028, $43 million cap hit. And then you got a void year for 2029 for $14.5 million when he's not even on your team. Oh, this contract sucks. It is. What the hell are we looking at here, man? In this economy? How is that profitable for Frito-Lay? It's a shitty-ass contract. And I've said so many times, this is the worst contract in the NFL that is not a quarterback contract, right? Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, you want to look at Tua. A lot of terrible contracts out there. Horrible contracts out there. This contract? Ugh. But if the Niners found a way to get the hell out, dead money's going to bite you in the butt because how much was the signing bonus? I mean, it was a $45 million fully guaranteed. So there's guaranteed and fully guaranteed. Fully guaranteed, you ain't getting back. But I don't know. You might be able to if he violated his contract. There are going to be courses in sports contractual law taught about Brandon Ayuk's deal. Welcome to Brandon Ayuk 201. Like, guaranteed, but is it guaranteed? It's guaranteed, but is it fully guaranteed? Yeah, it's guaranteed, but fully guaranteed? Oh, this is going to be a fun one, man. This is going to be fun. Now, if you are going to any 49ers game, come party with us. Brandon and I, you can't go on, but you can.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co., it's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
You're on a GLP-1. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. Get access to trusted experts, food plans that work with your body, and habit coaching to keep you on track. Plus access to GLP-1 medication. Get started at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
Oh, man, we're going to be out in Cleveland, fly out the day after Thanksgiving this next week, going to go by so quick. We're going to be out in Cleveland at Butcher and Brewer, just finalized the deal. Golly, don't even have the flyer up yet. So if you're coming out Saturday, Butcher and Brewer, 3 to 8 p.m. Saturday, it's on 4th Street right downtown. That's where we're going to be Saturday, still working out the final details on the tailgate. Man, Cleveland is so difficult to work with. I love the city. I don't love the city, but I like the city. It's on the water. It's cool. But golly, man, they just do not like to throw parties there. It is a problem. But anyway, Saturday, Butcher and Brewer, 3 to 8 p.m. We're going to be having a great time. Let's get to some super chats that I've missed. Cam's dad, appreciate you, man. Set the tone, says we are a team, no divas. Oh, this is a positive. Dude, imagine you're on the 49ers roster and you see this. You have two reactions. One, you're BA's friend. You've fought with this guy. You've bled with this guy. You've been through it. You hate that. You hate that he's no longer with you. But then you keep reading. You're like, dude, he ain't been here. Like, he ain't been here. And then you see, like, dude, he's telling the NFLPA, let it go because he wants out. You don't want to go to war with people that don't want to go to war with you. They're like, hey, you don't want to be here. Go. That's all there is to it. Set the tone. There we go, Shorzy. I freaking love it. I hate it. I hate when money comes off the table. I want people to get money. I'm not upset that IU made so much money. I'm upset that cap is not reflected ever. Like, Brandon Ayuk would have had to have the exact same 2023 season three more times for that to be close to worth it. Obviously, you didn't get that. Obviously, you didn't get that. Right here, back to silent. Hated that money tied into Ayuk. We good, homies. Yes. All right, JPZ. Appreciate you in the super chat, man. I will always appreciate BA for what he has done for us. That is the correct. Always thankful. And BA was awesome. I want to look back. It's crazy. Like, we talk past tense. That's what we're doing now. And I think rightfully so. Because you had Brandon Ayuk. You didn't play any this year. You had him for 5 years, right? You drafted him in the first round. Great draft pick. That was a good draft pick. That was a good draft pick. Really, really was. Good draft pick. Great draft pick. Comes out his rookie year, which was weird. That was 2020 COVID and all the craziness. Started 11 games, 748 yards, 5 touchdowns. Good, great rookie year. That's a good rookie year. Sophomore year. Plays all 17 games, 826 yards, 5 touchdowns. Not a good sophomore year. Not bad, not good. 2022, all 17 games, 78 catches, 1,015 yards, 8 touchdowns. Solid year. Like, is that a top 10 wide receiver? No. Is it a top 15 wide receiver? No. But like, hey, not bad. You're a run-heavy team. Cool. 2023, dude goes nuclear. 16 games, 75 catches, 1,342 yards, still 7 touchdowns. Now you're talking top 10 year, run heavy offense, the separation, the yards per catch, all those different things. Awesome. Off the charts. Incredible. Then he comes out 2024, the holdout year. Dude played 7 games. 7 games. 25 catches, 374 yards, no touchdowns. Had the lowest run blocking grade of all the wide receivers. And then did play this year because he broke. Oh, wait. Hold on. He might be ready to go week one, though. He might be ready week one. I don't know. Maybe. Might be ready to go week one to probably never putting on the uniform again. I'm thankful for what he did. Once a Niner, always a Niner. But, dude, you don't want to be here. Dude, there are 31 other teams. Go tell me what it's going to be like to play in Cleveland. Let me know what that's like. I'm sure it's going to be great, man. I'm sure it's going to be great. Now, back to JPZ's comments. But the attitude could go elsewhere. Not having to force balls to him down the stretch is great. We could develop our younger guys. Do we have anybody on this roster that could play X wide receiver when Brandon Ayuk is healthy? Like Brandon Ayuk, you do not. But for that contract, the attitude, the mentality, the diva, all that stuff. Man, dude, how's Washington treating Debo? How's that going? How's that going right now? Grass isn't always greener, guys. It's not. That's another thing. You use the marriage parallel there. Like, yeah, but what if? What if that? What if this? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But, dude, it ain't always like that. It's just not. Now, here we go. Let's get to the next one. Tommy, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. Immediately following the Super Bowl, BA's mother started talking crap on Twitter. Should have known better right then. Coming from somebody with a very wild and crazy family, I don't like to hold the individuals responsible for their parents or siblings' tweets. But yeah, there was a lot of that. The staging, the video, how cringe that was. Oh, that was like, that was one of the grossest things I've ever seen. Like, I don't, you know, it's funny in the off season, I want to talk nostalgia, draft, free agency, film, whatever. I don't like those contract disputes. I know that the video clicks are higher. I mean, shoot, we did a live show previewing the Carolina Panthers game earlier today, less than half the volume that we have right now, right? So I understand the emergency and all that kind of stuff, but I don't like until it's finalized, I don't like the conjecture. This, we've got a little bit of finalization for the first time in a long time. The fact that the Niners revoked his guarantees, the fact he didn't fight it with the NFLPA and said, speed this process up, get me out of there. The cap savings that the 49ers are going to get through the contractual getting stuff back. Positive, 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 positive from a 49ers fan perspective, which is the perspective I'm covering. I hate that offseason. Oh, this player unfollowed everybody on Instagram. Don't give a shit. That I ain't sorry, man. What is this? Like Real Housewives of Mormons or whatever? Like, nah, you shoot. I ain't got no time for that in my life. None. Now, I understand other people enjoy that and make a lot of money on that, and that's great. Wayne's one of my best friends, and he loves that stuff, and he's great at it. When Brandon Ayuk, a lot of people, like, I was so mad when Brandon Ayuk signed that deal, I didn't even do a live show. Like, y'all go back and look. I would have made a lot of money. I didn't even do one because I was pissed. I was like, that is a terrible move from a team building standpoint. I hate it. I didn't even do a live show. I got a lot of flack for that. But I'm good. I'm good there. From what is this? Apradogi? Apradogi? There we go. I'm a smart man. I can do this. Or AP Radigy. I'm going to spend all time trying to phonetically figure this one out. What can we get from him in the offseason? You ain't getting shit from this dude. You might get some cap relief. There is no trade. And I keep telling everybody this. Nobody's trading for an injured player with that contract. I don't care if, like, you're not, nobody's eating this contract besides the 49ers. And the fact that you're already taking guarantees away, I don't think that this is a tradable deal. Do you remember those 40 back-to-back 40-plus million-dollar cap hits? Nobody's taking that deal on. So this is going to probably end in just like a cut. I could be wrong, but dude, nobody's taking that contract unless the 49ers swallow a lot of it. You ain't getting anything for this dude. It is, you're getting him out the door. That's what you're getting. You're getting cap savings. That's what you're getting. You're not getting draft picks back. That flew the coop. Should have traded him and signed Juwan Jennings while you had the chance. They missed it. Swing and a miss. Cam's dad. Does this reflect poorly on Kyle? I think Brandon Ayuk was a perfect fit for Brock Purdy in this offense and Kyle in this offense. But again, that negotiation just got so bad that relationships ruined. It's hard to go back from terrible situations. And whenever you got two sides that don't want to do this, it's over. Do you put it on Kyle that, man, he nailed this pick, traded up and got him whenever the Packers were trying to do the same thing? You jumped in front of him. You beat him to the punch. It worked in the scheme. Player worked. Everything was great. I don't know. I do wish they would have traded him. But Kyle had a vision for it. Yeah, I do think it looks bad on Kyle. But from a player or a coach, this is somebody that went to bat for this dude, right? He went to bat for this dude, and he let him down. It's Kyle's, right? It's Kyle's choice to trust him and to believe in him and to invest in him. It's Brandon Ayuk's choice to violate that trust. Like, I believe in this too. Man, we're just doing all life lessons. Dude, I will give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You screw me over, that's on you, man. I chose to trust you. You chose to show me you don't care. That's all BA's done. Throwing temper tantrums over shorts? What is this, middle school? Like, what is this? What the hell are you doing? Just wear the fucking shorts. Like, shut up. You're making millions of dollars. $35 million a year? And you're complaining about shorts? Dude. Come on, man. Read the room. Read the room. I'm sure a lot of people disagree with me on that. But, like, nah, man. Like, Kyle, he's a player's coach. He's been over backwards to help these players. There's a reason why Trent Williams is on this team. It ain't John Lynch. It is Kyle Shanahan, and that's it. Now, does that mean Kyle's infallible? I do not believe that at all. And when Kyle doesn't like you, you gone. Like, it is over. D-U-N. Done. And when Kyle's out. Steve, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. He says, a hospital ball and a dirty hit set this off. I don't think so. And maybe I'm in the minority here. And it wasn't really even a hat. It wasn't even really a hospital ball. It just was a crosser. And the guy came low as he planted. It's a timing issue. Like, dude, that's a deep in-breaking route that he got hurt on. Hospital ball's high over the middle. I didn't see that. It was a weird timing thing. Guy went low as he planted. And yeah, like, the injury definitely didn't help. But that don't mean you can't show up to meetings. Dude, how many people listen to this show, like, have major lifelong disabilities that still show up to work? Like, it can't, like, come on, man. You got freaking Fred Warner's ankle is looking behind him, and that motherfucker the next day is on the Jumbotron at home. He's doing halftime speeches on a cart, like a little Willie thing out there. You know what I'm talking about? Like, might as well nickname him Hot Rod. This dude, that's how much he cares. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Who are you? Like, nah, I can't go. But that dude couldn't even go to practice whenever he was signed. On his fifth-year option, making $11 million, he couldn't even go to practice. That's where it started. So I disagree with you, Steve, and you are the freaking man, Steve, and disagreements are a good thing, not a bad thing. But nah, like, man, Hot Rod, I mean that in the best possible way. I mean this in the best possible way. It was just weird timing on that one. I mean, Brandon Ayuk probably caught 50 of those exact same routes, location, and everything. Like, that's just the way. I mean, he just went low. He just went low. And like, right here, shout out to my man Mark. He says, you know, BA never was much for saying anything, but it sounds like now would be a good time for him to tell his side of the story. Like, you know, when we were doing the draft and we had Fred Warner come out, BA's agent was one of the guys we were working with. And he said repeatedly, he's like, yeah, this ain't too much of a BA thing. He's like, we could ask him and whatever else, but like, that's not really what he's into. And I was like, all right, cool. But we reached out to him because we were in Vegas for that draft party. And I was like, oh, he's from this area. Right. And so like, yeah, maybe it'll work out. We never even got past stage one. Like, the agent was just like, yeah, not really his thing. And you watch him, you know, early on in press conferences, he wouldn't go up there by himself, which that's totally cool. Like, you're not a talker, but then you go from not talking to staging freaking Instagram videos of fake phone calls and made up stuff and whatever else. But yeah, BA trying to tell his side of the story. He'll do some cryptic, whatever. And I'll get tagged 20 times in it is what it's going to be, but just not my jam. It's not my thing. Right here, Kawachipto. Ayuk agreed to remove the guarantees. He said plenty. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the biggest thing in this article from The Athletic, Diane Russini, Michael Silver, if it was just Russini, that'd be one thing. Michael Silver and Russini, it kind of doubled down. And the fact that they have quotes from the organization, NFLPA, I think that carries a little bit of weight here. I really, really do. If it was just Silver, who I give utmost respect to, I disagree with a lot of his takes, but as far as sources go, no, Silver's pretty damn high up there. Russini, not near as high. She's missed on a lot of stuff, but contracts, Russini's pretty damn good at contracts. She nailed everything about Trent Williams twice. She nailed every single thing about the Juwan Jennings deal, whatever. Like, so the fact that both of them have their names attached to this, that gives it a lot of weight in my understanding. But again, right here, this is the big one. Quote, Ayuk, according to multiple league sources, told NFL Players Association representatives he did not want to fight the move via an official grievance that would clear the way of his expected release at season's end. I ain't going to fight it. You going to let me go? Because there were some conversations and some F-bombs and all kinds of stuff happening, whether on the phone or, you know, at in Santa Clara, they were happening. And so, look, yeah, you coming for my guarantees? I'll give you the guarantees. Y'all let me go. I want out. And that's Ayuk's stance. Ugh, that's hardcore, man. That's hardcore. Giving away millions of dollars that you burnt all those bridges for. Because you feel violated? I don't know. And now I'm speaking for him. I don't want to do that. But he just wants out. And it's just like, I don't know. It's weird, man. That dude's weird. Best of luck to him. All right, we got some more super chats, some more comments. I want to talk 49ers wide receiver room right after this. Turkey, football, bad decisions, the Holy Trinity. MyBookie gives you a chance to make it all profitable. This week, MyBookie is loading the table with cash drops, boosted lines, same game parlays, and capped with a bomb on Black Friday, the return of the lock of the season. This is the bet every bettor talks about because it doesn't miss. One touchdown in the Black Friday game versus the Bears and Eagles. One trip to the end zone, you double your money. It is the for any team, any player, doesn't matter. One touchdown in the game, you double your money. It's the simplest bet you'll ever make. That's why I love my bookie. And if you're watching the game with friends, they'll give you an extra bonus every time one of them signs up and makes a deposit. So bring a buddy in, stack your account while you guys win together. Start with my promo code 49ers. That's 49ERS when you sign up, and grab a welcome bonus to get ahead. Load up, lock in, and enjoy the feast at my bookie. Here we go. So let's see. We got some more super chats that I want to get to. Torres, appreciate you. The Niners should trade Mac Jones and BA for JJ. Yeah, those two things don't go together. Trading Brandon Ayuk is a negative. No team. Again, back to allow the article. Quote, that would clear the way for his expected release at season's end. Can't trade this shitty contract. I cannot stress how bad this contract was. Can't stress it. Can't trade that. This ain't the NBA. Nobody's taking this deal on a busted wide receiver. No offense. Sorry, he's not going to put up tape. And no way the Niners are going to dress him out now. Like, no, you don't put this dude out there after you did this. Because if he gets injured again, that's huge. So now he clears his physical, and that's the thing. You clear your physical, we'll let you go. We're cutting it. We're taking your guaranteed money, which is $27 million. Ugh. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of scratch. That's huge. You are not trading this contract. Period. Paragraph. Not happening. MT, thanks for the super chat. This is the same organization that passed on DeSean Jackson twice for Kentron Balmer and Shiloh Rascal. Yeah, I remember those guys. Maybe Ayuk didn't want to play 50 miles from SF. I do hate the location. I'm with you there. But yeah, like you could look at Quintuan Balmer was one of the worst draft picks ever, but then you traded him. I forget who you got in the Quintuan Balmer. You got somebody. Oh, I want to look this up. This is like one of my favorite things. Quintuan Balmer was one of the worst draft picks in the history of the 49ers organization. But you traded him. Yeah, you traded him. And you got DeSean Golston. So that was huge. So you were able to go get DeSean Golston after you traded him away. So that's, I was hanging out with DeSean Golston just a couple days ago. Not to say that that makes that better. But yeah, there's major draft misses. Ayuk was not a draft miss at all. That dude played 4 years for you. Was awesome. And then... you imagine if you just let him play out the fifth year of his deal. You have that fifth year option of first round picks. I wish the 49ers would have effing used it. He held out all the training camp anyway. He would have had to miss game checks. Use the fifth year option. Use it. If you just would have let him play out the contract, whether the injury happened or not, move on. Would have been done. D-U-N. Done. That's what they should have done. The fact that they drafted, that was a hit. You got an all-pro receiver at the end of the first round. That is a hit. Draft pick worked. What happened afterwards? People don't know how to handle their business. Silent, thank you for the super chat. He got a bum knee anyways. Actually did a favor. Dude, I hope he's young. I hope he clears and I hope he has success in the future. Like, I am not one of those people that like, okay, like you worked your way out of my life. Peace. Doesn't mean I want bad things for you. Like, I don't. I hope Jake Moody does well. I hope Debo does well. I hope all those guys elsewhere do well. But like, just because you're no longer on the team doesn't mean I hate you or whatever else. There's some guys that I dislike and like bad taste in my mouth. Ayuk might be one of those, but not to the point where, like, I still want him to get paid. I still want him to have success, just not against my team and not in my team's uniform. And I say my because I go to all these games. I spend all my money on these games. I spend, you know, tickets, shared experience, friendships, all those different things. That's a big deal. And so that's what I say my team. I'm a fan. I'm not an insider. I'm not a beat reporter. Never going to be those things. Don't want to be those things. Been offered those things. I'm right where I want to be. This is my team. Oh, what's up, Bowtie? Jack Cooley, man. Can't wait to hang out with you here. I think Indianapolis we get together. That's going to be fun. If you're going to Indianapolis, come on out. Jack says this. I'm hot, John. This isn't the 49ers way. Zero tolerance policy for divas from here on out. Maybe this is the new 49ers way. That's what I want out of all of this. Cap savings, cool. I don't want BA out there no more. I don't. I'm sorry. Like, and I've been a part of, you know, coaching rooms where it's like, dude, what are we going to do? This dude, you saw the Cowboys do it with Brian Schottenheimer and benching your players for that first drive because they were out partying in Vegas. Like, I'm sorry, man. I believe in standards. And yeah, you could cut corners, and yeah, there's Lawrence Taylor stories out there and all that kind of stuff. And guess what? Lawrence Taylor ain't on this team, and he sure as hell ain't wearing number 11. It's different if he's the greatest defensive player in the history of the NFL. That's one thing. BA ain't that. And so I want this to be, like, I feel like the standard has been set. You want to get paid by us? You show up and you work, period. We'll handle it. And the Niners have rewarded so many of their own players, right? Like, shoot, Bosa, Warner, George Kittle, Colton McKivitz. Kyle Juszczyk's not with us, even though he's a 10-year Niner. Brock Purdy. Like, even B.A. should have been a part of that. Even Debo should have been a part of that. Even Dre Greenlaw should have been a part of that, who got his second contract. Juwan Jennings' second contract. Like, those guys, like, Demo, like, you're rewarding a lot of your own guys. We ain't doing this holdout, don't show up to work, don't play, all that stuff. That shit's done. Debo, Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, that's it. Three strikes, you're out. You changed the way. And you let everybody know. Y'all do this, that's the playbook to go elsewhere. We'll trade your ass to the Cleveland Browns. We learned our lesson. You want to play for the Browns? We'll send you there. We'll leave your ass. We're flying there next week. We'll leave you there. BA, bring your luggage. We'll drop you off, man. Enjoy it. Let me know how that is, catching passes from Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders and whoever else the next 30 quarterbacks are going to be. Go ahead, man. Oh, you want to go play for the Commanders because he's your buddy? I get that. I totally get that. But not at the expense of this team. How are the Commanders doing, by the way? Oh, really? One winning season in how many years? Cool. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was fun. Hope it was fun. Steve, thanks again. They should be mad at themselves for the contract. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. One, when you're looking at this, the contract status, don't overpay hyped up positions. The wide receiver room is stupid right now across the NFL with how much they are paying wide receivers. And if you have somebody like Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase or even Amon-Ra St. Brown, who IU got paid more than him, which is stupid. Like, dude, I'm not paying top level for those positions unless you're an elite difference maker. I never put IU in that. He was a great system fit because of the separation he got and the run blocking, but that disappeared in 2024 when he wasn't even hurt. Yeah, they should 100%. That was a terrible decision. That was a terrible decision. I agree with you completely, Steve. I'm reading all these. Yeah, right here. What do you think we're going to do with that $27 million? Dude, go get a center. That's what I would do. Go get a freaking center. Yeah, I'm scrolling through the chat. We're way behind. I'm sorry. Yeah, give it to another edge player. I mean, shoot, we got three out of our top four edges are hurt right now. That hurts. And yeah, Trent Williams can miss as much as he wants, just show up on Sunday. Trent Williams is a Hall of Famer. Like, Brandon Ayuk ain't that. CMC, Trent, different level. Like, and even CMC didn't get this. Like, he didn't get this treatment until after last year. That and CMC, like, that's another thing, too. Trent Williams is flying rookies out to work out with him in Houston on his own private jet for the past 4 years in a row. Down in Houston, trading Spencer Burford, right? Training those guys, helping them to get better. CMC, you have to force him to take a day off. Ayuk ain't that guy. Ayuk ain't that guy. Ayuk to the Patriots would be interesting. Go. Get him out of here, man. Daddy, appreciate you, man. He says, how do you feel about Deuce Robinson from Florida State? Yeah, I haven't started all my draft work yet. I usually wait until the 49ers are completely removed, and then I just dive,
you know, head first in there. So I don't want to give an uneducated view. Yeah, dude looks nice. I mean, shoot. What is more consistent than Kyle Shanahan drafting wide receivers in the first round? And I'll go back to this, and this always drives me crazy. The 49ers run the fewest wide receiver sets in the NFL. The fewest. The 49ers have spent more on the wide receiver position, salary cap, and you know draft capital than any other position since Kyle Shanahan's been here. And you still have a major need at the wide receiver position. Still. Just last year, you had three wide receivers on second contracts. Three of them. Deebo, Ayuk, and Jennings, all on second contracts. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Now, do I expect that to change? I do not. Will the mock drafts continue to have wide receivers and defensive linemen in there? They will. They will. Personally, I believe in offensive line. The 49ers do not. They do not. I don't care who you are and what bootlicker camp you come from. They do not give a shit about offensive line. You heard the offensive line coach himself say, yeah, if you've got an elite difference maker, cool. Otherwise, just give me a bunch of guys that are average and we'll make it work. I hate that. 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 Yeah, go get a boss dog at center. Change everything. I would take a quality center over a quality wide receiver in this offense all damn day. All damn day. Yeah, Cam's dad said, well, your Chapman draft guide will have to wait until February. That's what's up, man. We playing. We playing. And yeah, keep spending those, you know, first round, whatever, second round picks, whatever, on wide receiver. Keon Coleman, healthy scratch. Get those divas, man. Changes stuff. It changes stuff. This is not a bad day. And I know a lot of people are upset. Here's the positive. I'm a positive guy, but to default, right? To a fault, to default. I think I said that way wrong. I think this is huge. Dude, imagine being Jordan Watkins hearing this news. Imagine Jacob Cowing hearing this news. Neither one of you guys, like, y'all, this season has not gone well. You're in-house. Like, come on, man. Ricky Pearsall, that dude's a mainstay. And I think a big reason why the Niners are okay with this is how well Pearsall's turned out. I know the injuries. I get that. I get that. I get that. But, dude, Pearsall looks nice. That game against the Cardinals, stat watchers, cool. Film watchers, they know what's up. If you watch that film, you know what's up. You know what's up. Would have had two touchdowns if the left guard, Ben Bartsch, ruined two touchdowns for Ricky Pearsall. Two of them. Two of them. I don't think that the wide receiver room is as bad as people think. And Jordan Watkins... I hated the Jordan Walker. He wasn't even one of the 300 graded players that we did on our draft report. Like, I did not like it. I hate Ole Miss offensive tape. I just can't swallow it. It's as bad as it gets. Telling players take off, all that kind of stuff. Don't block. Whatever. Jordan Watkins has shown certain things, especially in the preseason before he had that injury. That injury set him back so bad. Set him back so bad. Thank you, Alex, for the super chat. Cam's dad right here. The move is one of many leading to the Super Bowl. Dude, this is going to be a stock up in that locker room. I'm sorry. Like, this is a big deal. Imagine you're a player up for an extension for the 49ers. What message does this send you? $27 million back on the table that wasn't earlier. All right. And, oh, man, look who they did pay and who they didn't pay and who they're getting rid of. I know what route I'm going. Set the tone. Show up and play. Don't throw fits. Don't do all that stuff. Let's go, man. Oh, dude, I freaking love it, man. And yeah, this is a correct take. Give credit to BA for not filing a grievance with the NFL and letting this happen. He is trying to get this done, right? I don't care what you want in the divorce. I'll give it to you. Just sign the damn papers. You want out? Get out. Oh, I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm thankful. You ain't got to deal with that no more. It's over. You cut the cancer out. don't show up to meetings? What? I don't even understand what that means. You pay $30 million. You don't show up to team activities? So much room for activities. We could build bunk beds. Ah, should have never paid them, but you did. Can't do anything about that. All you can do is move it forward. I freaking love it. Yes, the 49ers are going to get more money back. Yes, the 49ers are going to have more salary cap. Yes, the 49ers are releasing Ayuk. They are releasing him. Quote, that would clear the way for his expected release at season's end. End quote. End quote. Ah. I don't know if they can avoid the entire contract based on injuries and all that kind of stuff, but they can avoid 2026 guarantees. That's what was voided. That's what we know. Juice, positive. Two live 49ers rush on a Friday. What? We working. Don't tell my wife. We out here working. Alex, Red Eye 47 came out. Can we go get Trey Hendrickson with that cap space? No. Well, Trey Hendrickson's probably going to be franchised, but he's going to take a lot more cap space than that. You're talking $40 million. You get back $27 million. I don't think that they're going to go spend big time. Younger, cheaper will continue to be the mold out. I don't see it as an opportunity to go get old talent like that. Yeah, I love Trey Hendrickson, but I ain't paying that much money for the edge, personally. You drafted a first-rounder, Mikael Williams. He'll be back. Bryce Huff continues to show what's up. You got him for another year. And Nick Bosa is going to be back. So, like, yeah, would I like more edge help? Correct. Do I want to spend another top-tier money at one of the most expensive positions? No, I do not. No, I do not. But, man, that's going to do it for us here. I'm going to go chill, spend some time with the fam. 49ers got better today. I believe that. And I know a lot of people will disagree with me, but, man, you set the tone. Set the tone. This is how we behave here. This is what it looks like here. You like that? That ain't here. Niners got better today. BA's done. Niners not. He didn't help you this season. Didn't help you last season either. I like this move. I love this move. This is a positive. You guys are the best. Thank you guys, as always. Stay strong, faithful.